It's the California Update from KRCB Radio. I'm Mark Prowl. Two California Democrats from San Francisco are frustrated with the U.S. Justice Department's crackdown on medical marijuana dispensaries. Ben Adler has more from Sacramento.
Last year, the Justice Department said it would stop raiding dispensaries and go after traffickers using medical marijuana laws as a shield. But State Senator Mark Leno and Assemblyman Tom Amiano say enforcement actions underway this month unfairly target dispensaries, with property seizures, evictions, and imprisonment. Amiano says he's willing to work on statewide regulations that would separate profit seekers from medical users, but needs clarity from the Justice Department first.
Spell it out. What is it? What's wrong here? And what regulations would you accept rather than causing this panic and denial of sick people medication that they've been guaranteed by the state constitution?
The U.S. Attorney's Office in Sacramento declined comment on this story, but prosecutors have said they're targeting commercial marijuana operations more interested in profits than treating the seriously ill. At the state capitol, I'm Ben Adler.
The California Air Resource Board has approved its cap-and-trade program to reduce greenhouse gas emissions. Dozens of people testified Thursday on the program that will require companies to buy permits or allowances to exceed the cap on industry emissions from companies with lower emissions who can sell or trade their allowances. Rance Swenson, a refinery manager with ConocoPhillips, says he's concerned the added burden will only make them less competitive and result in lost jobs.
But, you know, there's lots of refineries for sale on the East Coast, and we see that trend, and we're concerned about that. When I started working in refining in, 1975, there were twice as many refineries in the state.
Many union refinery workers with similar concerns were also in attendance. 90% of the allowances will be given for free in the first years of the program to ease the transition. The ARB chair, Mary Nichols, described the session as positive. That's the California Update from KRCB Radio. I'm Mark Prowl.